Thank you very much. So I recently moved to the Ohio State University, but this research was done at the University of Arizona. So I guess I would give much of the credit to the University of Arizona by presenting this study. All right, so intumescence is the issue. It's a basically environmental disorder, and then symptom is more like a tumor development over the leaves. We know that it's happening under the light quality that is lacking UVB. And then also we know that phytochrome is involved, therefore plants growing under high red and blue ratio, then you get this disorder. And then it's a very cultivar-specific or species-specific response, and tomato is one of the sensitive species, and then particularly rootstock. Of tomato, interspecific rootstock, those are very, very sensitive. So the problems are observed in the greenhouse, which is covered with UVB blocking glazing, such as polycarbonate, or indoor growing environment that is using electric lighting, such as LEDs. So we were introduced to this problem when we were working on technology development for indoor nursery. So this technology was originally developed in 1990s, led by Chiba University Group, and basically growing young seedlings of vegetables under electric lighting. You know, lots of advantage. Therefore, it is introduced to the industry in in 2000 and 2010s, now we have U.S. Nursery who is doing also similar type of production. So that at the beginning, they were using white fluorescent lamps. And white fluorescent lamps, if you are familiar, it emits small amount of UVB. And then that small amount of UVB for long period of time, you know, 16 hours a day, 18 hours a day, seems to provide enough amount of UVB. So growers didn't see the issue, but as they move on to much more efficient lighting technologies, such as LEDs, they started seeing that, and then I started hearing the issue. So our earlier approach was quite unique, very innovative. We basically came up with a solution by changing light quality of the daytime photo period, specifically increasing blue percentage, more than 50% of the red and blue LEDs, and also combined with the end of the far red, which is basically inactivate the phytochrome at the end of the day. So it was basically demonstrated that we can produce good enough quality of, you know, rootstock seedlings, which is very sensitive to the light quality intumescence, by using this light quality or recipe. However, once we started promoting this, you know, finding to the nurseries, we quickly realized that those were the ones who already, you know, moved on to the LED technologies, and those are the ones who already purchased problematic 10% blue, 90% red type of LED lighting. And therefore, it was very difficult to implement that, you know, new suggestion for those growers. So we wanted to come up with additional solution, and then straightforward way is finding the UVB supplementation and what is the dosage needed for that. Great series of research has been already done in the greenhouse by Kansas State University Group. They were demonstrating that UVB supplementation in a greenhouse where they don't have much UVB transmission effectively induce intumescence of a tomato and then also some other species. We learn a lot from those studies, but what we don't know is the minimum dosage. So we wanted to introduce UVB light in a nursery environment. You know, workers are working in the same environment. Therefore, we wanted to minimize the amount of UVB for the health issue. So if you look at the intensities reported or we experienced or we had as effective to suppress the intumescence, it's everywhere, basically. And then the bottom line here, or bottom row, is the midday, you know, the very hot summer Arizona UVB radiation 2.7, And then, so some of the research was actually using this similar level of UVB. And then one of the research we did was T12 white fluorescent lamps, which emit very small amount of UVB, and then that's 0.09, but duration of the photo period seems to provide enough UVB, therefore there was no intumescence. So again, UVB response is a dose response, so not just intensity. We need to consider the duration of lighting or duration of the radiation of UVB. So we had to look at the actual dosage. Again, the same series of studies or experience, and then we some of the reports didn't really show the dosage, therefore we had to guesstimate based on the reported value. And here is the Tucson midday summertime outdoor UVB dosage. And then this is the lowest dosage we saw that under T12 white fluorescent lamps, which didn't induce any intumescence. So from this range of UVB dose, we can what we can tell is the minimum dosage of UVB is likely lower than 15. And then the unit I'm using here is millimole per square meter daily dose. So lower than that. So that's what we started seeing the target area or the range. And another thing we wanted to find out in here was whether we can actually do the nighttime application of UVB instead of daytime. Again, we are trying to introduce UVB in a working environment, and then we don't want to illuminate, you know, people with UVB light. Therefore, nighttime is the sort of attractive or acceptable option. And then we also learned that from my colleagues, it may be more effective if you do UVB radiation during the nighttime compared to the daytime. There are two plant pathological research or reports saying that because of the DNA repair process is driven by the light also, if you provide UVB or UV radiation during the night, it may be more effective. So it was quite attractive idea of nighttime UVB application, so in two ways. So setup of the experiment, basically the PAR was 200 micromoles or 220 micromoles. It's a pretty standard light intensity. We use two different light sources. One is the problematic LED, 10% blue and 90% red. And then for this one, we supplemented UVB using UV lamps, which contains both UVA and UVB. And then for the UVB supplementation, we basically vary the duration of lighting of UV lamp from zero to all the way to 6 hours during the night, quote-unquote, nighttime. The UVB intensity was 0.31 micromoles per square meter per second, which is very low UVB intensity, but the resulting dosage was up to 6.7 millimole per square meter per day, which is about the half of what we have seen as effective in a previous study. And then in addition to those, we had a T5 white fluorescent lamp as a main light source, which emit smaller amount of UVB than T12, which is older technology. But because of the 18 hours of photo period, you know, small amount accumulate, and then the dosage was 4.3, which is the second largest level in this experiment. Okay. All right, so this is the picture showing the rootstock, Beaufort, in this case, Beaufort seedlings after about 2 weeks. And then as you can see, the increasing dose significantly improved the health and plant growth of these tomato plants. However, even at the high dosage, we saw very minor, you know, incidence of intumescence. So this dosage didn't completely eliminate it, eliminate the intumescence injury. So here is the dose response we got for the intumescence injury level. X-axis is a UVB dose. Again, the highest dosage was 6.7 millimole per square meter per day. And then this is the percent leaves exhibiting some sort of intumescence tumors on the surface. And then the response was quite linear, as you can see. And then the two charts up here is the severity of intumescence of the first true leaf and second true leaf. Both are showing linear response. So that as increasing dose, you get reduced severity of the intumescence. Interesting thing is, so the black circles here are basically LED supplemented with UVB lamp to create the dose. And then the white circle here is a white fluorescent lamp, which is UVB emitted from the light source used for photosynthetic lighting, and then that was during the day. So meaning that our first initial expectation of more effective application of UVB during the night than during the day was not really proved in this experiment. But the good thing is that regardless of the timing, if you provide the same amount of UVB, the response is basically the same. So yeah, we didn't achieve the 0% intumescence level. So we did the basically extrapolation because it's a linear response, and then estimated likely minimum dose of UVB required to eliminate the intumescence. And the youngest leaf is still under the development. Therefore, the dosage in this case is much, much lower than the others. But those two charts indicating that the minimum dosage of intumescence elimination is somewhere between 12 to 14 millimole per square meter per day. So the conclusion, we got linear response, declining the injury level by increasing UVB dose. And dose response was likely light source independent. You can do that by supplemental UVB lamp, or you can actually introduce the main light having UVB emission. Nighttime UVB was likely as effective as daytime UVB application. And minimum dose is likely for this young stage of tomato between 12 to 14 millimole per square meter per day. And this actually agree with that my earlier observation in our lab, T12 lamps emitting about 15 millimole per square meter per day and completely eliminated intumescence. For those who wish to grow tomato to fruit and harvest, we may need to increase a little bit more UVB dose, which probably in the future we need to confirm that. But just by looking at greenhouse light environment and available UVB in those environments, the dose in the mature dose requirement for the mature plants may not be so far away from what we found in here. So with that, I really like to thank all the collaborators and contributors and funding agents in the University of Arizona, the Ohio State University, and in particularly special thanks to Tomomi Eguchi, who was the visiting scholar who conducted this experiment in my lab. Thank you very much.
We have time for one or two questions.
Yeah, so it's a UV fluorescent tubes, but emits both UVA and UVB. There is no UVC, although our instruments cannot detect UVC range, but company provided spectrum information, it doesn't include UVC. Ricardo. So, gosh. Yeah. So that similar level of blue and violet. What's the level of UVB? Yes, we could have done much wider range, but for this one, we wanted to see the shape of the response, whether it is linear or whether it is. Yes. Next time we do, probably to confirm. Yes.
Sure.
Right. Thank you.